So we're standing out flying gospel signs here in central or southern Missouri. And I want to talk about contending for the faith. You know, I just had an old guy today walk up to our van. He wanted to tell me that the word Jesus isn't biblical, but he didn't want to talk about the gospel. He didn't want to talk about any Bible facts. Another false Hebrew root heretic. Contending for the faith, Jude says to do it in verse 3. I have a question. People say, well, you're always contending. Well, why are the police always arresting criminals? Because there's a lot of criminals. Why are the judges always sentencing people to jail? Because there's a lot of criminals in court. Why are we always rebuking, contending for the faith? Because there's 40,000 different flavors, denominations of false churchianity. I have a question. If the Bible tells us to contend for the faith once delivered, and Paul disputed and reasoned, and Jesus said, strive for, that's what contend means, strive for, struggle for. If you don't struggle for the faith, what's going to happen to the faith? It's going to be lost. It's going to be not preached. It's not going to be maintained. We're supposed to be salt and light. Salt preserves. So this struggle, we're in the last days. Why do you think Jesus said his people will be hated? If I go along with everybody and just ecumenical and, oh, I think this, you think that, it's okay, we're all fine, we're all united, I won't be hated, I'll be loved. I'll be ecumenical. I'll be compromised. I'll be in sin and heresy. I will not be obeying Romans 16:17. Mark those who cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. No, I will be compromised, itchy-eared man-pleaser. And so we live in an age when we have to contend. We have to dispute. Yeah, that word means argue, not yelling and screaming. Arguing our point. No, that's not true. You can't keep pagan holidays. No, faith alone, grace alone isn't true. It's for the glory of God. It's for the love of our neighbors. It's to contend for the faith. All you people out there who tell us in the street, actually doing ministry, how we should be doing it. Hey, men, email me your websites. Email me your videos. Email me your street preaching. Email me the address to your biblical church with its doctrines. Show me how it's done. And I will definitely take an ear, heed, and listen. But all I get is these armchair quarterbacks that sit and do nothing. Recently, a man told me I didn't have enough scripture verses on my van. I had two at the time and a bunch of other signs. I don't have enough scripture verses. I asked him, where's your car and what's on it? Old Baptist man like me, an old man like me. You know what he said? Well, I don't have nothing on my car. Telling me how I should be putting more Bible verses on when he has nothing on his car. He's not proclaiming Christ. He didn't have a gospel card to share with me. He didn't have a biblical body to send me to. He didn't have any teachings to teach sound doctrine, Matthew 28:20, teaching everything Christ has commanded. So we have to dispute. We have to reason. There's times we have to argue. Paul says sharply refute. And then we have to send away heretics, which it happens most times. People decide, nope, I'm going to stay in my false ways. I love my false ways. They want to be popular. They want a body to go to where they can just sing some songs, then go live like the world. No, we're going to stand for Christ. We're going to be hated. We're going to be called a cult because there's only a few of us. We're going to be told that we're divisive. Jesus was divisive. He said, I came to bring a sword, not peace. Check out don'tperish.com. Lots of articles on all of this. Wake up. If you're not disputing, contending, reasoning, even arguing for the faith once delivered, you're probably not living it either. Love y'all. Test yourselves. The Roman guards always were coming against Jesus, Paul, the disciples. Who's coming against you? Yeah, test yourself. We don't do it to be abrasive and divisive. We do it to stand for the truth and the faith once delivered. Love y'all. God be praised.